producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got a lot of medical news for you, but this was an interesting headline. All right, remember the Ahmed Mohammed boy? He's the one that brought in a clock to the school. And he had to be detained and, I guess, handcuffed by police. And so the initial story we got is a kid brought in a homemade clock. The school thought it was a bomb, quote-unquote overreacted, had the kid called the authorities. The authorities handcuffed him, I guess in hopes of preventing him from, I guess pushing the kill switch or the button that would release a bomb, the trigger, all right? And that this, it was such a form of discrimination that President Obama, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, everybody ran to the boy's defense and said, look, come to the White House, we'll give you a job, MIT's interested in him, etc. And a lot of us were scratching our heads going, okay, I mean, it doesn't look like a clock, but then again, I understood. You know, whenever you get a story from the media, it's only one, you know, picture of it. So I figured, all right, well, we got a picture, you know, coming from the media where it kind of looks like a bomb and it doesn't look like a clock. So I just believed him. Like, all right, I guess it's a clock. I don't know. Right? And I'm like, maybe the police, quote unquote, overreacted because they thought he was going to jump and try to hit the trigger. So they had to handcuff, and that's maybe protocol for subduing somebody that might have brought an explosive to school. But now we're hearing that things happened very differently, and that this might have been a planned publicity stunt, which was a theory brought up before, where this was all planned by the family. Again, I don't like to take the first story as gold. Okay, I like to wait and get the facts. But it turns out that the teenager that was arrested has been suspended multiple times. And that some of his former teachers think that, or one in particular, Ralph Kubiak, said that he had been a troublemaker in his younger years and that he could either become a CEO of a company or he could become the head of a gang. He had a suspension in the past. He had multiple issues where he would be bringing things to school, homemade things that would, disrupt the class. It was like it would interfere with the projector. Again, I don't believe any story until the fifth or sixth day. But, he had brought several versions of his homemade clock to school in the past. Why this time? Well, they said what happened is when the police were involved, he didn't comply. And I guess when he didn't comply with officers, the officers then had to turn around and detain him. So, Texas Municipal Patrolmen's Association President Help Wester said he believed that Ahmed took the device into school as a publicity stunt. He says, I think this intent was to see how far he could get with the device and to see what kind of alarmment he could get. As you can see now, he got what he asked for. He's gotten that alarmment. He's gotten that excitement or whatever he was trying to get. He got it. So, I am not sure what's going on with this kid. Either way, he definitely gets props for being gutsy. But, you know, I'm very, very frustrated that we don't get the full story and how immediate stories can make one entity look really, really bad. Or they can make the other entity look really, really bad, and nobody gets the true side of the story. And, you know, the police detaining a 14-year-old, and it going all over the place, trying to fuel the theory that cops are, you know, overusing handcuffs on kids. Well, if he didn't comply, how does that story get out? Where do we get both sides of the story? All right? And if this really wasn't a homemade clock, you know, does this kid really deserve to go to MIT? I mean, you know, what is so ingenious about this kid? I don't know. So, as we get more of the story, we'll let you know. It just, I'm very, very frustrated because if people don't realize or hear both sides of the story, they think that the teachers were out of line. I mean, if you were a parent in a school and some kid with repeated offenses comes in with some abnormal something that does not resemble anything that you would think. And there's no science fair project going on. I mean, I remember with the science fair projects and everything, we all had to go through a separate entrance to bring our science fair project. I remember, you know, banging into the wall with my big poster board, etc. But you brought your stuff. Some of them had Bunsen burners. Some of them had, you know, chemicals, things like that. You went to the cafeteria. It was a place for these supplies. Again, I have no idea what happened with this kid, so I don't want to, you know, misconstrue the situation. But from what it sounds like, if there was really no project going on and he just brought something to school, all right, what would you as a co-parent of a co-student want the school to do? And you don't really hear the parents speak up. You only hear the parents speak out about possible, you know, violations. And understandable. I mean, you know, we do need to have a voice. But what about the other side? You know, we had a situation in one of the schools where a parent came and started screaming and yelling and had to be actually removed by police. Well, you know, the kid wanted to come back to that school. And, you know, the school did not want the mom coming on campus. And, you know, everyone's like, oh my gosh, you know, the school's not letting this kid come, come on campus. But what grief did they get from the other parents going, why do we have an adult in the middle of a school day wreaking havoc at the school? What are you guys doing to protect the kids? So I guess before, you know, the jury's out on this one, all right, I would love a plan for schools to follow so they're not damned if they do, damned if they don't. And what are they supposed to do if they fear for the safety of the other students? Should they err on the side of caution? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Hold on, I gotta blow my nose. Oh my God, that was a wet one. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. I better not be getting sick. I have no time to get sick. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Oh, my nose is running. I hate that feeling. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I got two emails I want to hit with you guys. A kind of similar subject, so I think I could blend these really nicely. Okay, you know, like my hair dye blend. All right, one, my kid is getting bullied at school, and the school is uninvolved. I don't want my son being one of these kids who you find committed suicide later. What is the school's duty when it comes to bullying? Okay, so we want to talk about bullying at school and how to bully-proof your kid if your kid is going to be prone to bullying. Another one I got, which is kind of similar, I have Celeste who writes, I seem to get bullied wherever I work. It's like high school all over again. There's gossip and the popular people group up, and I'm left out feeling alone. So we also need to talk about you getting bullied at work and not being one of the cool people at work. Okay, that started to happen to me once, and I was like, oh, no, this is not going to happen here. So let's go back to school, okay? So we'll start with kids. You got a kid, he's going to school, and the kid's getting bullied, and the school doesn't seem to be doing jack diddly squat. Okay, well, then you get your butt all up into that school. That's what I do. You know, and I remember hating when my parents got involved at the school, which is why I stopped telling them what was going on at school. So you got to be a little careful about your approach, because if your kid thinks that you're going to embarrass them, and the kid thinks that telling you is going to be worse than being bullied them, you know, in the first place, he's not going to tell you about anything that happens, or she, okay, including assault. Or they'll be like, okay, gosh, if Dad wigged out with, you know, with what happened with, I don't know, Joey, I mean, imagine what he's going to do now when he hears what happened, you know, on the football field. So you want to make sure your child, you know, your child doesn't regret telling you. Now, already, I mean, I have to admit, I don't follow that advice, okay? My kids cannot stand my presence at their school. Because, hey, you know, I'm Dr. Dahlia, okay, you know? So I walk on campus going, wait, where's the principal's office? I can't even find the principal. Where's the signs? Wait, where am I? This is ridiculous. Ma'am, principal's office is going to be down this hall to the left. Man, you need GPS. Jeez, this is ridiculous. I'm Dr. Dahlia. There should be a red carpet everywhere I go. Ma'am, to you. Ma'am, can you please just, then let me find my kids. Stone! Brock, where are you? Come on, I'm going to go talk to your principal. No, get away from your friends. I got to go talk to the principal. You're coming with me. Oh, God, Mom, please. Go ahead and zip up your zipper. The cow's poking his head out the barn door. Zip up your zipper. Okay, come on. Come over here. Let's go. We're going to the principal. We're all going to the principal. Hold my hand. Hold my hand when we go to the principal. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. All right, now we go in. And you know, so, of course, my kids hate me. Oh, they hate me so much. They really do. You know, part of me even thinks I do it on purpose. I don't know, maybe subconsciously. That's how. It's because I can, okay? I've been bullied, and I can turn around and bully my kids. Is your zipper zipped? Yes, Mom. Whew. Nobody wants to see that you haven't reached puberty yet. Okay. Now, and then, of course, you know, the principal's handsome. I'm like, oh, my. I should have married you instead. Boys, leave the room. I'm going to try to secure a new daddy. All right. So, you think the school's not being involved. Okay, you put in a call. Okay, put in a call. I wouldn't start going to the campus. Don't do that. Put in a call to the principal or the counselor. Go, look, you know, we have a situation. Okay? I don't know if I want to use the word bullied. Let me say what's happening. And, I mean, it's almost on the verge of assault. I mean, if you think there's a crime going on, use that as your opening line. Okay, you know, go look, you know, I mean, the kid is hitting my kid. All right, that's assault. Okay, I mean, what is the, how would you like me to proceed? I could get the police involved, or I can, I could rip my child out of the school, homeschool him. You know, what do you want? I mean, if they're not being active, if you already did the nice talk, you know, go look, you know, this is what's happening under your watch. Okay, can we work together and find another alternative? Can my kid take a different lunch if this is happening at lunchtime? Can we switch classes? Can we allow a different class exchange day where he stays in the classroom and then we get a group, you know, of kids that can walk together to the next class so he doesn't in the middle of the hallway, you know, get, you know, wedgied or whatever they used to do, you know, or they still do now. But, you know, there you need to have the school come up with options. And there are many options is, okay, we'll switch some classes around. We'll switch lunch period. During recess break, if he doesn't want to go out on recess, he could report to this place, even though a lot of times that will make them bullied even more. You know, but the thing is what would really, really be cool is if schools have a group, and it doesn't have to be the bullied kids program, where a bunch of kids that can't stand kind of like the Breakfast Club, in a way. They can't stand being bullied. They can't stand recess time. They can't stand lunchtime. Okay, they're in a club, and this club probably will have about 50 kids. All right, and then those kids eat together. Those kids can do recess together. That kind of thing. All right? And I'm not saying you segregate or anything like that, but you see what I mean? If you got kids that were kind of beat up on, getting bullied, and they're individual ones, and you're like, okay, how do we not single them out? All right? Then maybe you have a couple different tracks. And the one track just happens to be a lot of the kids that get bullied, but then it's in a safer environment. I don't know. It's something a school could do. All right? Don't make it overly apparent where a teacher has to kind of watch over them so they're protected type of thing. But, you know, they do better in numbers, which is nothing. How do you bully-proof your kid? Well, to bully-proof your kid, you know, make sure he's got a buddy. Okay? Having a buddy is very important, and make sure he is able to line up with that buddy. But what if the buddy bullies him? Well, then he's not a buddy anymore, and then he needs a new buddy. But if your kid has friends, and they're just in different grades, or they're in different classes or something, try to arrange with the school where your kid could be a part of that group so he has a little bit of protection. Penguins go in groups, you know, fish go in schools of fish. As a medical student, you do not walk the halls alone. When you walk the halls alone, the mean attendings grab you, or the mean older residents grab you and make you do something like a Code Brown cleanup. So you always want to walk around in a herd of people, so if a shark comes out to get you, you're hopefully protected by your other classmates. That's what I did. Man, I would like a buddy up and hide, and yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how you do it. All right? Remove the bait. Okay? Some of your kids like to go with gadgets and things that are a little embarrassing. Okay? Or they like to wear, I don't know, things on their head or whatever. And they may really, really like to do that. Well, there's a time and a place. So if you think they're doing something that, you know, is causing them to be picked on. All right? Now, unfortunately, a lot of kids will take off their glasses. I remember growing to school, having glasses, you got made fun of wearing glasses. So I would go around not wearing glasses. Okay? After the fifth time I almost broke my nose, you know, my parents stepped in. You gotta wear glasses. So, maybe there's other things you could do for your, you know, if your kid is getting, first of all, if your kid is really getting picked on for glasses, okay, whoever's doing it really needs a butt whooping, honestly. Alright, I mean, glasses, come on. Kids should be allowed to wear glasses, okay? But maybe there's a set of frames that's less dorky looking, okay? You know, maybe there's, you know, and I'm not saying put the kid in contacts. I'm not a big fan of contact lenses in young kids. But, you know, take a look and see, figure out what is the bait. What are they making fun of you with? But keep in mind, bullies will make fun of anything. Okay? It doesn't matter. I was called Dolly Parton growing up. Okay? There was no way my parents could do anything. And I didn't even really have that big of boobs. Just my name was Dolly. My nickname was Dolly. I wanted to be called Dahlia. But my mom, you know, was, I guess, concerned that, you know, it was very ethnic and people would make fun of me. So she changed my name to Dolly. And I couldn't stand it. People would call me Dolly Parton. You know? Hey, Dolly, what? Have you seen Dolly Parton's new shoes? No. Neither has she. You know, these are the things they would do. And it was very annoying. Okay? And I was like, gosh, I hope I never get big boobs because I don't want to be made fun of like Dolly Parton. I remember my mom telling me, you wish you were Dolly Parton. She makes money. She's popular. Everybody loves Dolly Parton. I'm like, really? She's like, if you get big boobs, okay, you know? And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get big boobs. I don't want them, but I didn't want them. When you're a little girl, the last thing you want is breasts. I'm like, how am I supposed to play with the guys? How am I supposed to, ride my big wheel and, you know, man. Anyway, and then don't fight the battle yourself. Don't try to go up to the parents in the middle of school, say, your kid is beating up on my kid, whatever. Make sure you have the school call in the parents, because you can't be hunting down the parents and stalking down the parent. So have the school, make a meeting with the parent and go, look, you know, your kid is bullying my kid. There's a doctor in town who I refer patients to. And his kid was bullying one of my kids. I call him up at home. Going, hey, buddy. He's like, what's up? Your kid's bullying my kid. Ooh, it stopped, and it stopped fast. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as you can see, kind of the theme here is schools and bullying, you know, but what about the workplace? So we have Celeste here that says that she gets bullied when she's at work. It feels like high school all over again. She feels alone. She's going to start hating going to work if she doesn't already. And, you know, a lot of us hate our job, but why do we hate our job? Is it because we don't like what we do, or is it because we don't like our coworkers? If you can't stand your job because you don't like coworkers, I mean, you spend a significant amount of your day, amount of your waking life, at your job. This is pretty significant, okay? Now, have I gotten bullied at work? Well, I've had multiple jobs, okay? I mean, in radio, you know, anytime I hear that my ratings stink, I feel bullied, you know? But I don't really get bullied that much. You would think I would. You know, oh, there's Dahlia, right? You know, she's having a wardrobe malfunction or, you know, she, I don't know, she had a lot of, I don't know, beans and, you know, she's farting up a storm over there. You would think I would get bullied more than I do. But the reason why I'm not bullied, you want to know what the key is? It's because I'm not a threat. This is on radio, okay? In medicine, it's a whole different story. Okay? In medicine, I get bullied. Okay? But in radio, I don't. Why? I'm not a threat. Okay? You know, I've gone to these conferences in the way beginning. When I was going to some of these conferences, people were really cold-shouldering me. Really cold-shoulder. And then they would kind of look at me, and, you know, their eyes would kind of look and see what I was wearing. And, you know, it would just be, you know, nobody would talk to me or whatever. Why? Because I looked like a threat. They're like, oh, wait a second. You know, you got this doctor. She's an MD. She's got a personality. She could really kick butt on the radio. I could be out of a job. She could be trying to get my affiliates. Really mean. All of a sudden, I mean, as years passed and everybody saw my radio show ratings, it was like, oh, you and Dolly, come over here. In fact, you know what? You know what? Let's buy you a drink, okay? Well, you know, is there anything you need? You know, I got the pity. I got the pity vote, the pity sympathy, and that's another way to do it, okay? Get pity, okay? You know, nobody's going to make fun of you if you are going through complete hell in your life or in your ratings, okay? But when you're on top of the world, when you're on top of your game, that's when people are going to hit you, okay? Medicine, whole other story. You got a lot of people out there that think I'm taking their patients. I'm not taking their patients. I'm on air for most of my day, and then the rest of the day I'm seeing my own patients. Right? But people don't like competition. Or they don't like a doctor going on air, going, look, guys, you know, stop, I don't know, you know, taking your Lortab and your Soma and your Xanax all at the same time. And if they prescribe Lortab, Soma, and Xanax at the same time, they look bad. All right? And I don't want to make other doctors look bad, okay? Everybody practices their own way. But they can infer it as such. You know, Dolly is yelling at us that, you know, I don't know, too many people are, I don't know, taking their medicine at suppositories when they're not supposed to. I want my patients to take the medicine suppository, even if it's not built that way. I don't know what people's beef are. But a lot of people, unfortunately, want to be where I am when it comes to media. And so, yeah, you'll have people say, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, I mean, all she does is talk about farts. Well, they're right. Yeah, and, okay, yeah. I mean, it's a subject I'm pretty proficient in. Yeah? What's your point? So, workplace bullying. What do you do? Okay, well, one, again, you know, how do you not be a target? Okay, well, you know, you see all the other people, and they all get along, and they all go out to lunch, and they all do their smoke break, and they don't want me. First and foremost, everybody dislikes everybody at work if you are competition. Okay? They may be buddy-buddies. Like, you see the show Survivor? You know, these people become buddies, and all of a sudden, you know, when it's you know, their neck on the line, then they turn and they vote the person out. You may think you have allies, okay? But you don't. And in fact, I would feel sorry for some of the people that are being lied to and under the guise that they're one of the popular people at work, because most likely they're the ones that are getting backstabbed the most. So you being the quote-unquote loner in the office may not be as detrimental for your career as some of these other people, right? Jill, come on, let's go to lunch, man. You know, I'll tell you what happened with my client if you tell me what happened with yours. Oh, my gosh, yeah, my client, he really wants it. Really, really, your client wants that? See what I mean? Okay, don't fall into that trap, okay? All right, if there are any bullies at work, my guess is they're bad people all around, okay? And do you really want to eat lunch with them? Okay? You don't want that. You know, I had to stop as an employer bullying in my workplace years ago. It really got to be like a sorority with the girls. And the outsider was made to feel like crap. And I noticed that the girls would be picking on them to the point where they would quit. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I'm like, I'll fire all y'all. No, I won't even put up with any of this if you're going to get rid of good staff. You think they're going to take your job? So what I started to do is I go, look, okay, if this person quits, okay, and we find out why, all right, one of you guys is going. Because we need a workforce and a team. And if you guys aren't allowing us to have a team, then we need to find new team members. And boy, did that stuff stop. It stopped in its track. Okay? I'm not saying you have to be nice. You got to eat with them and you got to go to happy hour with them. But none of this bullying bullcrap. So, you know, supervisors need to know. So if you're being bullied, talk to your supervisor. But see, here's the thing. Okay? Supervisors may not care about if you're being bullied or not. Okay? They care about their own selfish interests. Okay? So you want to do a job. Okay? And you needed some whiteout. Or you needed a stapler. Or you needed a report. Okay, and you don't want to look like you're telling on them. So what I would do is I would go in and say, look, okay, here's the thing. All right, I know you need this report by Friday. All right, what can I do to get a little bit more support around here? I don't want to narc on anybody in particular, but when I need help or I need whatever, I don't get it. Okay, who is the best person to go to? If I run out of supplies or if I need help with this report, and how should I proceed if I don't get that support? Because I want you to see I'm doing a damn good job, and I want to make sure you look good and you're getting your reports and your work done. So work with me on this one. Okay? And if your manager doesn't want to work with you, don't work at that place. That place doesn't deserve you. But most likely, if they see they're going to look bad because there's some high school bullcrap going on, hopefully they'll step in. Okay? And another thing that I would probably do is I would, you know, just bring it up to the person. Okay? And I'm like, look, okay, you know, I don't want either of us getting fired because we're not getting our work done. So what's the best way for both of us to get through the day? Okay? I mean, you know, honestly, you know, you don't want to help me. I'm obviously not excited about helping you. Okay? We could either make our lives easier or it could just be miserable. No, I'm not miserable. I'm fine. I'm getting my work done. All right, well, there you know where you stand. Okay, and then it's on. Ooh, it's on. See, I would take them on. I'm dying to see a bully come my way, especially in radio. I go, really? Really? You think you could out-talk me? Really? So, I would not hide and slither in a corner. Now, let's say you can't. Let's say these are real overpowering. Let's say you are bullied by a supervisor or whatever, you know, and you're like, okay, I can't take it anymore. If you can't take it anymore, you leave. Okay. It's not worth it. Okay. You know, but God, there's a lot of things I would do. I know, I would like to kick him in the cojones, but you can't do that. In a way, you got to kind of attack back, but not attack at their level, okay? Like, for example, okay, there's work that needs to be done, and you have a report that has to be done, and you're given a hard time at work or whatever. Get the stuff done, work overnight, get everything done early, and then take off. Say, look, you needed this by Friday. All right, the other crew was giving me a hard time. Here's your work. I made the deadline. I'm going to now be off the next couple days, all right, while these guys are doing their high school bullcrap. And then you just let me know when the next assignment comes my way. All right? And I mean, you know, what's the manager going to do? You are not going to work in that office with those people. And my guess is you're going to be the eighth person that told him that. You know, I'm not quitting, but I'm just going to do my work at home. Tough. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DA. L.I. We'll be right back.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of you guys are starting to have loss of your bones, okay? Men start to lose bones over age 50. We start to see a lot more of it in their 60s. Women start at age 50 with menopause. So your doctor is saying, go take some calcium. Take some calcium supplements. Now, I never liked that. I was like, wait, that's not really going to help. Exercise may help, but just popping a bunch of calcium supplements, I don't think is going to help at this point. We're talking about age-related bone loss. And about a couple years after, I was like, wait, what? Studies were coming out saying some of these calcium supplements, we may see higher risk of heart attack in women that take them, risk of other sorts of issues, but mostly coronary plaquing. And I'm like, well, there's something in the chalkiness. Maybe what we'll do is we'll tell people to eat more calcium in their food. Well, doctor, I can't. I'm lactose intolerant. Okay, well, just try to find more calcium. You know, orange juice with calcium in it. Maybe that. Can you have that? No lactose in that. All right, well, maybe I'll get some calcium-fortified foods. But I noticed that the people who really, really kept their bone density up, my patients with great bone density, were my golfers. The people that are outside golfing. Not even my tennis players, but my golfers. Something about the vitamin D and being out there in the sun. Something about the exercise and the walking. So I never really saw calcium supplementation as something that really helped. And, well, now we have another study saying from two new reports from New Zealand where they looked at the effect of calcium intake on bone density and risk of fracture in adults over age 50. So they looked at 59 previous randomized controlled trials of calcium involving more than 12,000 people. And they found that when you increase calcium intake, either by diet or taking supplements, it maybe boned up your mineral density by 2%. But this 2% was not enough to meaningfully reduce your risk for fracture. In a second analysis, researchers looked at more than 40 studies of people diets and found no link between the amount of calcium and the risk of fracture. In fact, when you consumed more calcium, they didn't even see Jack Diddley squat happen. They looked at 26 random controlled trials. That's what they said. Jack Diddley squat. I'd really like to know who Jack Diddley was and why was he squatting. The researchers also looked at 26 randomized controlled trials of calcium supplements, and scientists observed a slight reduction in the fracture risk, but not enough, and they say the evidence was weak and inconsistent, just like my reporting on the study. So these are not the first studies to suggest that extra calcium may not improve bone health. 2013 report from the U.S. Task Force, Preventive Service Task Force, demonstrated no evidence that taking the mineral along with vitamin D reduced the risk of fracture in healthy postmenopausal women. Okay, so what do you do? Well, first and foremost, I was under the impression that a lot of your bone density is predetermined when you're going through puberty. If you drink your milk and you bone up on your calcium as a teenager, it helps you have strong bones later in life because most of your bone production and bone mineral deposition as the bones are growing occurs then. Now, I thought that was kind of an old wives' tale. They just wanted to tell kids to drink their milk so they wouldn't drink soda pop and Shasta. Don't give me that soda. You know, all the Pepsi Free and Tab and Pepsi Light and all the other stuff that we were drinking in the 80s. They're like, no, you got to drink your milk. Otherwise, you're not going to have strong bones. But I really believe that. I really believe what you do as a child and as a teenager does extend later in life to the, you know, your healthiness. I do. And we're starting to see that with sugars. We're starting to see that with cholesterol. Okay? You know, people that are eating like crap as kids, they seem to suffer for it later. People that eat good as kids, they seem to do better. So, what should you do for your bone density? Well, there's not much you can do because a lot of us are already out of puberty. If any of my listeners are still in puberty, okay, go take in a lot of dietary calcium. Okay? Dietary calcium, not calcium pills. Dietary calcium. But for the rest of us, I would say exercise. Keep your exercise up and try to get some sun. I don't know what to do to tell you to protect yourself against skin cancer. But you got to protect, you have to get some vitamin D in you. All right? Because vitamin D protects the bones as well. I recommend that women at age 50 get a bone density scan. men at age 60 get a bone density scan. Okay? There are medicines to help slow down osteoporosis, but you're only really allowed to be on them for a few years because there's side effects with them. So even though they're very, very helpful, not something that many people would qualify for long term. So try not to get the osteoporosis to begin with. And if you do have osteoporosis, still stay active. Okay? Make sure you have strong muscles. Make sure you have good balance. We do not work on our balance. I think balance training is extremely important. A lot of us are like, well, what the hell is balance training? Well, how many of you guys got Wii Sports? Okay, did you get Wii Sports? Right? Wii Sports, they had this balance section. We had to sit there and balance. They would say, no, you stink. You're like, no, man. I think balance is very important. Making sure you have control so you don't fall. We don't want you to fall. We don't want you to break a hip. So working on that as well. Make sure your house is fall-proof. I have cats, which is probably the worst thing you could do. And I'm always going to have cats and dogs. I'm always going to have a pet. Okay? I even want to get a ferret later. But the problem is these little love to just plot their butt in the middle of the walkway because they want you to see them. In fact, one of my cats loves to kind of weave in and out of my legs as I'm walking because he wants me to feed him. Even though I just fed him the little meat cutlets from Purina, the little mighty bits that are all juicy and succulent, and I already gave him that, but he wants more feed, so he sits there and he tries to trip me as I walk over to, you know, I don't know, go to the bathroom. So I am tripping on my cats all the time. I can't tell you how many times I almost fall or step on them. I'm like, come on, leave me alone. Get out of my way. So you need to make sure your house is trip-proof. And that may mean getting rid, I mean, not to, don't put them down. I mean, you know, give them up for adoption. Get rid of the animals. Because it is not worth, I'm not going to get rid of my animal. I love my animal. I'm not going to get rid of them. Well, how are you going to take care of your animal if you have a hip fracture and there's nobody else at the house? You have a hip fracture, you're not taking care of that cat. You're not taking care of that dog. So I would already start to find, that's if you're fully osteoporotic and you're prone to falls. You got to do something. I'm serious. People are tripping over the dog. Another thing is a lot of people have rugs. Why do you have area rugs? Well, we got to cover the spot. Who cares about the spot? I don't care about the spot. Stick a plant in the middle of it. And walk around the plant, but no area rugs. You guys trip on those. A lot of you guys have tile. The big thing people do now is they tile, because it ends up being cheaper in the long term. You don't have to change out the carpet. You have less allergens with the carpet. The cats and dogs pee-pee up the carpet and, you know, cause spots. Somebody always spills grape juice. We love grape juice. Nobody ever spills the white grape juice. Nobody ever spills their water, but they sure the hell always spill the grape juice. Not sure why. So we have grape juice spots all over the place. Well, the less carpet, the less you have to replace. So a lot of you guys are going for tile. Well, that's fine and dandy. The problem is the dog salivates. Now you got a wet spot on the tile, and then you slip on it. So make sure there's handles. Make sure you have walking assistances, things like that. But if you think you're going to be wobbly, you come home after drinking one night, and you're like, I am not going to make it up the stairs, fine. Just fall asleep on the couch. Don't try to go upstairs. But don't fall. Okay? That's if your bones are really, really fit. Exercise, good diet. Estrogen, a lot of women will stay on their estrogen going through menopause. That seems to protect the bone density. It's true. It's true. It does. Some of us, though, don't qualify for a higher risk for breast cancer. But for those of you that aren't, sometimes you'll notice that your estrogen protected you. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.